As we continue with our series of shiurim about Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis teaches us Amar Rav Chisda Tzuras HaPesach Shamru. When Chazal spoke about Tzuras HaPesach, Tzricha Shtei Bria, it has to be strong enough Kedei Lahamed Boi Delos, that you should be able to hang a door on it. Vafilu Delos Shel Kashin. However, it could be strong enough that even if it's the straw door, a very weak door, that is good enough. Continues the Gemara. Amar Resh Lakish Mishim Rav Yanai. The Resh Lakish teaches us in the name of Yanai. Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha HaKetzir. He adds another condition. He adds that it has to be have like a hinge, and again, because it has as a hinge, that's when the halacha is that it has to be a tzuras hap. That's when that then and only then is it considered a valid tzuras hapesach. Ask the Gemara immediately, my heketzir, what is the definition of a heketzir? Omer Rav Avya Avaksa. They used to have some sort of a hole in which they would put this heker, they would put the hinges, and in order, says the Gemara, for it to be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach, you have to have a heker tzir. Says the Gemara, Ashkechinu Rav Acha Bereder of Avya L'Talmidim Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Bereder of Avya met the Talmidim of Rav Ashi. Amalhu, Amahu, Amar Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. He asked them, did your Rebbe ever teach you any halacha, that's Pash Peshat in the Gemara, regarding Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach? Amalei le'amav le'klum, he didn't teach us anything regarding Hilchot regarding Tzuras HaPesach. So, our Gemara is teaching us that in order for it to be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach, there are two requirements. It has to be Bria, it has to be strong, and it also has to be have a heketzir. So if we look in the Rif brings down the halacha of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad being disqualified. The Rif brings down the halacha that the Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong enough to hold a door made out of straw, but he doesn't bring down the din of Heketzir. And therefore, he obviously explains the Rashba, that the Rif obviously explains the Rashba, learned Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara just taught us that the Halacha Resh Lakish in the name of Rav Yanai says that a Tzuras HaPesach requires a Heketzir, and on that Halacha, they asked Rav Ashi, they asked the Talmidei of Rav Ashi, is that indeed the halacha? To which they said, Rav Ashi did not require a heketzir. And therefore, the Rif doesn't bring down the halacha of heketzir. Tosfos, the Rashba quotes a Tosfos, who's not quite certain what was the question in the Gemara regarding the question, what is Rav Ashi's opinion? The Tosfos that the Rashba quotes, Tosfos isn't found in our Gemara. The question was regarding the requirement of Heketzir, the requirement of it being strong enough. And therefore, the Rashba says that those Rishonim held, since we're not quite sure what the question was regarding, and therefore we don't know what the answer referred to. Therefore, l'chalocha, those Rishonim say that you have to have both heketzir and a strong door, strong enough to hold a straw door. The Rashba himself says that the question that was posed to Rav Sheshis was both regarding a heketzir and regarding the strength of the door. And he says, when the Talmidim answered, l'amav l'klum, that means Rav Sheshis didn't need not heketzir, and not a strong door. The Rosh learns Pshat, Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that they asked, did Rav Ashi say anything regarding Hilchot Tzuras of Pesach? And he said, and they answered, he didn't say any special Chiddush. And certainly according to that opinion, according to the Rosh, Heket Seir would, and a strong door would be required. So we have here four opinions. We have the opinion, three opinions. There are four opinions in the Rishonim that come up with three opinions l'alocha. The Rosh and Tosfos, for different reasons, require both Heket Seir and a strong door. The Rosh, because that's Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, that nobody disagrees with Reish Lakish. Tosfos, because we're not sure what Rav Sheshes what Rav Ashi required, and Rav Ashi did not require. And because of that, we need both. The Rif, who says that you need a strong door and not a Heket Seir. And the Rashba's opinion that you need neither. There's also an opinion of the Rabbeinu Yoinesin that says there's a difference how the Tzuras HaPesach is constructed. He says, if the Tzuras HaPesach is constructed by putting the Kairah on top of the wall, which we've discussed and we'll discuss again in Mitzvah Shem, hopefully, there's a question if that is a valid Tzuras HaPesach. Clearly, it is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yoinesin that that is considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. So according to Rabbeinu Yoinesin, in such a situation where it's not so obvious that you have a Tzuras HaPesach, because the Kaira al-Gabayim is resting on the wall, that's when the halacha will be that you have to have a strong, you have to have a stronger Kaira on top. But if, on the other hand, we have a situation which is going to be reflected actually in the next piece of Gemara, where you have a Kana Mizeh, the Kana Al Gabayim, a regular Heket, a regular Tzuras HaPesach, since there it's so very obvious that you have a Tzuras HaPesach, there the halacha will be that the strength is immaterial, because you have a very strong Tzuras HaPesach, you need nothing more. Paiskim discuss what is the halacha lemaisa. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Samech Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mat Tzuras HaPesach, what is the Tzuras HaPesach? Kana Mikan, V'kana Mikan, two side posts, V'kana Al Gabayim, and we're going to discuss the next halacha about Lovod, in Mitzvah Shem coming Shirum, if the side posts have to touch the top post. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'tzorach HaKonin Shebitzdodim, Sheyu HaKonin Shebitzdodim, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the Konim on the side have to be strong enough, Chazokim, they have to be strong enough, L'kabel Delos Kalshahu, to hold some sort of a door. Afilu Shokash, even if that door were made out of straw, or Shulchanim, out of reeds. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, Avkonish Al Gabayim, the Konim on top, so sagi b'kolshu, anything could be used for the crossbeam. Vafilu shal gemi mahani, even if it's made out of a flimsy gemi, it would be fine as well. So, in order to first discuss the rules of the side post of the Tzuras HaPesach, the halacha is the two side posts have to be at least 10 tefachim tall. They have to be able to stand firmly in the wind. And each side post must begin within 3 tefachim of the ground. Even though, as we're learning now, the side posts can be very thin, they still have to be strong enough to support a door made out of straw. Actually, the Paiskim discuss that this entire discussion about the requirements of the door of the Tzuras HaPesach is really connected to a discussion in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, quotes the Yerushalmi in Masechet Erevin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Yerushalmi begins, as our Gemara says, that a Tzuras HaPesach is Konamikan, the Gemi Al Gabeim. And the Gemara says, Rav Yane b'Noisha b'Yishmol b'Shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish requires a Heket Seer. Says the Yerushalmi, the Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Zeiro, does he have any psak, does he have any this ruling in this question? And he answered that Rav Ila taught him the name of Rav Yochanan, that the Tzuras HaPesach has to be kana mikan v'kana al gabeim, and therefore nothing about a heket seer. And therefore the Rashba says that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't require a heket seer. And since, says the Rashba, we have a rule throughout Shas, that whenever we have a machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that's why a heket seer is not required. And that's why, since, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, most Rishonim don't require a heket seer, that is the halacha here as well, that a heket seer is not required. We learned a Gemara on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis that says that the lechi of a movi requires some sort of a shear, the shear of a chuta sarbel, which pashup shat means the string that they used to use when they did laundry to keep the shirts in place. And the Mordechai says that the shear of a chuta sarbel is the thickness of an etzba. The Trumas Hadeshen says that a tzuras haPesach does not need to have the shear of a even that much of a shear. So too is the opinion of the Taz in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Gimel. Certainly, point out the Paiskim, that there are the Dak Yemaisha, the Ramah Paskins, that even the Lechi of a Mavui doesn't have to have a shear. So if the Lechi of a Mavui doesn't have to have a shear, certainly then the lechi of a Tzuras HaPesach, where the Gemara was never as strict regarding that kaira, wouldn't require a shear. Because if we look in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Siv Zayin Hagah, the Ramah says l'chein oisin lechi misid tochi b'kaisel. We could even make a lechi if we just make a coating of cement on the wall. Uvach yizar shlo yismacha yoisim mishalosh laretz. Just have to make sure that it stay, that layer of cement stays along the entire wall, even within three tefachim to the ground. And the Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Chav Vav says, "V'hu adin l'inyan tzuras haPesach, the binin shiasel chayim mikan mikan." You have to make two side posts, says the Mishnah Berurah. Im yorei shiapilim haruach, if one is concerned that they will fall down because of the wind, mutar lasasim aydei sid mochui. He says the way you can make that tzuras haPesach is just take a coating of cement mikan mikan v'koyr shalmalu yimechuvan al gabeim. But says the Mishnah Berurah, umikal mokayim. Being in shiur by mamoshes tzas, it has to have some substance. Al kaparim kachut, at least the width of a string. Avol maris sidlavad, just to make some sort of a, it looks like you have something. A roish and benesser, or just to paint, just to make a line with paint. A shart sever says the Mishnah Berurah, that wouldn't be acceptable. When we continue speaking about the shear and the dimensions of the Tzuras HaPesach, the Poskim point out that they have to be, as I said, 10 tefachim high, as the Shulchan Aruch said. And the halacha is that if the Kohanim begin 3 tefachim above ground, the halacha is that Tzuras HaPesach would be possible. Because as we learned many times in our Gemara, that if the wall is 3 tefachim off the ground, it's a situation of Gedeim Baikamba, where animals could get into such an area, and that isn't considered a valid mechitza. But if, on the other hand, there's less than 3 tefachim for where the side posts begin off the ground, and then the kana, the side post, is just a little more than 7 tefachim, so now we already could use the concept of lavet. The concept of lavet teaches us that since we have less three tefachim from the side post to the ground, so we could use the lavet, and then the side post itself is 7 tefachim, and now we have a halachic 10 tefachim side post. And as the Achrayim explain, because lavet doesn't just connect two things, lavet could also be used to connect something to the floor, to connect something to the floor beneath it. The Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara we've had many times mentions that a Tzuras HaPesach, a Mechitza Teluya, if you have a wall that doesn't come all the way to the ground, a Mechitza Teluya, the Gemara taught us many times, is only effective in the Yam, but it's not effective in Karka. Says the Chazon Ish that even if you'll have this Kana, which you'll have 3 tefachim above ground. So as we just said, we can't say loved because it's more than 3 tefachim. We also have the problem of Gedeim Baikamba. So ask the Chazon Ish, and what will be if I put a piece of material there that would prevent the Gedeim from being able to get through? Says the Chazon Ish, it would still be disqualified. Because he says the problem of Bekiyas Gedoyim is not just a physical issue. Can the animal penetrate? Or can the animal not penetrate? And therefore, if you put some sort of a barrier from the animal not being able to penetrate, I shouldn't have the problem of Gedeim Baikamba. And therefore, maybe suggest the Chazon Ish. Ask the Chazon Ish. If I have a corner, a side post, that's 10 tefachim tall, and I'll be careful to put, and it's 3 tefachim above ground, so I won't use lavet, but I won't have to worry about Gedeim Baikamba because of the partition, says the Chazon Ish, doesn't make a difference. Because he says Gedeim Baikamba is not to be understood as a physical problem that the animals are coming through. And if I've been able to avoid the animals coming through, I have no problem. Rather, says the Chazon Ish, the issue of Gedeim Baikamba is a whole new point. That if you have a mechitza, if you have a kana that's constructed in a way that the animals could come through, that is already considered a problem. The Achrayim also discuss what is the halacha if you have a mechitza on top of another mechitza. Which would mean, let's say you have a very low wall, and on top of the wall you put a kana, you put a side post. Would that be considered a valid side post? Particularly, as we've discussed in previous shiurim, It is the opinion of the Magen Avraham that one cannot rely on a wall to be a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Chazon Ish says that it wouldn't be effective. And his reasoning is that in order for a Kana to be effective, it has to be obvious that it's a Kana. If you have a Kana on top of a wall, it's not obvious that it's serving as a Kana. And since it's not obvious that it's serving as a Kana, then it's not a valid Kana. Furthermore, since this Kana, say the Achroinim, is not within 10 tfachim of the ground, if the wall will be 10 tfachim and on top of it you put the Kana, so that may be a disqualification when the Kana begins so high above the ground. Because the Avni Nezer says that it could be that the Kana, to be effective, has to begin within 10 tfachim of the ground. And therefore, the Avni Nezer in Eirechayim Simen Reis Tzadik Aleph, the Elif L'chosh Shloima in Eirechayim Simen Kuf Nundalid, the Shevet Alevi in Chelik Vav Simen Memtes, all are of the opinion that a Kana on top of a wall is ineffective. There are Paiskim, whoever say, that if it's not a regular wall, that it's a chain link fence, there we could be more lenient. Because the Chasam Sofer also takes the opinion that whenever it's apparent that it's a Tzuras HaPesach, we could be more lenient. So he says, on top of a wall, it's not as obvious that it's a Tzuras HaPesach versus next to a chain link fence. The Chasam Sofer says this regarding an issue that we discussed earlier in the shiur. We discussed earlier in the shiur a situation where how thick does the Kana have to be? Says the Chasam Sofer, it really depends. If it's obvious that this is a Tzuras HaPesach, says the Chasam Sofer, we can be much more lenient versus a situation where it's not obvious that what we have here is a Tzuras HaPesach. Another interesting question posed by the Paiskim is, what would be the halacha if I have a doorway with no Tzuras HaPesach? Could that doorway serve as a Tzuras HaPesach? So Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say, of course it should work. That if, as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, Davov, where the Gemara spoke about a Rishus HaRabim, and how could we make that an area should not be considered Rishus HaRabim? So even though the Gemara says that, as we know, a Tzuras HaPesach would not be effective for a Rishus HaRabim, doors are effective for Rishus HaRabim. So certainly, where a Tzuras HaPesach is effective, certainly a doorway should be effective. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says that if you have a door entranceway, but the entranceway doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach, that isn't considered a Pesach. He says that's in the same category of what our Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph spoke about Pischei Shemoi. And he says an entranceway that doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach isn't effective. And it's very possible that the Machlokes L'Chazon Ish and Rav Kiva Eger revolves around an issue that we've discussed in previous shiurim. And that is the Shaila of a Tzuras HaPesach. Why does a Tzuras HaPesach work? Is it because it's a doorway, and a doorway is considered an enclosure? Or is it because it's a new halacha? The Chazon Ish, very much l'shitasoi, holds that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be a doorway. And we know that a doorway that doesn't have a door and doesn't have a frame is not a doorway in the halacha, and therefore cannot be considered Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the other hand, will learn that a Tzuras HaPesach is a new halacha. And certainly if a Tzuras HaPesach, Chazal found should be adequate, an entranceway should be fine. Where would this question come up? That we know that you have, that the Gemara keeps on speaking about a pirtza that's less than 10 amos is considered an entrance. A pirtza that's greater than 10 amos is not considered a Pesach. But let's say you have a gate around your house, but you have an opening in your gate to let the car, for your truck to enter. And there you're going to have a wider entrance. So according to Rav Akiva Eiger, it's considered an entrance. It serves indeed as an entrance. And since it serves indeed as an entrance, it will be considered valid for Tzuras HaPesach. According to the Chazon Ish, it would not be considered valid because it doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. It doesn't have the proper Tzura. It doesn't have the frame. It doesn't have a door. And just because it serves as an entranceway, we cannot be lenient. Many Paiskim take a lenient approach towards the Shaila. So is the opinion of the Michas Yitzchak and Chelik Vav Simen Lamed Aleph.